where we partake, I wanted to turn our thoughts to the Word, why we do what we do here. It's not a ritual or a ceremony or even a sacrament. People call this a sacrament because they see something sacred in the actual cup and the bread. But what's sacred about it is the one it represents. And Paul, writing to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 11, in verse 23, said, "For I have received of the Lord that which I delivered unto you." Thank God this is not coming from men's traditions. And we don't need to speculate as to why the bread and the cup, because this is what was received of the Lord, Lord Jesus. And so he's delivering it, giving it, proclaiming it exactly as the Lord gave it to him. And again, we're warned not to deviate or add to these elements. There's a lot of adding to that's gone on in the world with pomp and circumstance and music, and there's all kinds of stuff trying to spruce it up. I love the quiet of what we're about here, considering what we hold in our hands is a type and picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't that he could not have left a design, a picture of himself, because that's still considered, still is the battle today. Everybody wants to know, what did he look like? They even took that shroud of Turin and tried to pull off the prints on that shroud of Turin, assuming it was Christ's burial cloth. And now with technology, they're trying to formulate a picture of what the Lord Jesus, how he would have appeared. He only gave us one picture. That's what we hold in our hand. The bread and the wine. Unleavened bread. Not just any kind. It represents his sinless body. And the wine, his shed blood. So that's what Paul says. I've received it. I've delivered it. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. That was a transition between the Old Testament Passover and the New Testament table of the Lord. That table was set on the Old Testament Passover. There was the bread, there was the wine, there was also herbs, and there was what? The lamb, roasted lamb. That constituted the table. Up until this point, when it says the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, there was a definite entrance into a new time with Judas betraying Christ and going forth from there to the cross. And what is it that's left off that Old Testament table? Just the bread and wine. But we have why? Well, no more need for bitter herbs. Because the Lord has borne that suffering once for all. Certainly no need for a roasted lamb. Christ is the lamb. But he did leave us the bread and the wine. And for which, it says there in verse 24, when he had given thanks. Why do we partake but in thankfulness for what the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished? He's given thanks even before he went to the cross. I dare say any one of us, if we knew that tomorrow morning would be our execution, we wouldn't necessarily, in our flesh, be given thanks for anything. Our nature's to fret, but our Lord Jesus Christ, in not only word and deed, but thought, never halted in any way as to what he was about to accomplish, even with all the suffering. And he took the bread and broke it. His body broken for us. There wasn't any bone in his flesh that was broken. In fact, on the cross, when they came, they would often to hasten the death of one crucified. They'd break their legs and they couldn't push up and breathe. It was a way of suffocating them. But no bone of his body was broken. That according to the Old Testament too, because that lamb had to be without spot and blemish. No broken bone. Every part had to be fulfilled in Christ. But here, it's broken in the spiritual sense, in the sense that his soul endured the suffering for the sin of his people. Not that he became a sinner, God forbid, but bearing that sin. But he gives thanks and says, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Crushed is the way that is put there in Isaiah. Please, the Lord to bruise him. That's a picture of wheat that is cut down in a field and taken and run through the mill and crushed to make flour. It's a beautiful picture of what our Lord endured. Not for sin of his own, but that of his people. And he says, then do this in remembrance of me. That's what this is about. It's a remembrance of Christ. It's like a loved one you haven't seen in a while, but you get their picture out and look at it. You think on the loved one. That's what this is. And after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. New Testament, newly fulfilled. Not that Old Testament, Passover, but New Testament. He says, this do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. There's nothing in Scripture that says when to partake of the Lord's table, but there's certainly a lot there that tells us how. We partake every last Sunday of the month just because that's how the Lord has directed us. But here it says, as often as you drink it, do so in remembrance of me. I would hope and pray that it's not just at this time, holding these elements in our hands, that we're thinking on the Lord. We see him throughout Scripture. We sing of him in the songs, in the preaching, but this is a special time to remember him. And he says that, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show. The word show is the word preach. We're actually preaching a message holding this in our hand right now. You do show the Lord's death till he come. There's the promise he's coming again. Receive unto himself those for whom he shed his blood. So this is a privilege for us to be able to partake and know that this is exactly what the Lord has left for us to remember him. Gracious Father, I thank you for this time set apart. It's not in addition to our worshiping, but in a continuation. Having heard of Christ exalted, even the message and the songs, now we hold in our hand that which you've given us to represent him and his body and his death. We do so with thankfulness, because we know that in ourselves none of us is worthy. But in him who is our Savior, he is all of our justification, all of our righteousness, all of our peace. And so in partaking, we joyously remember him. We're mindful to give you all the praise, honor, and glory in his precious name. Amen.